Say hi to Jesse and Julie and whole crew at Charlie's Cafe, Main Street in Freeport. As Wayne Betcher joining us here on Noontime News. Wayne with Minnesota Farmers Union. Wayne, how are you doing today?
Oh, just great. It's been great weather. It's tough to harvest, but it certainly isn't cold, so we can't complain about that.
It's been an odd fall and an odd start to winter, hasn't it?
It very much has, yeah. The amount of rain, now I'm actually at the town of Isanti County, Cambridge area, and we've had considerable amount of rain. I heard you give minutes ago of the rainfall in the St. Cloud area, and we've had considerable more rain in our area, but most of the soil is quite sandy in Isanti County. My particular farm was not, and so the guy that rents mine is fighting mud, but there again, it was a good crop, and he'll have to wait till the ground freezes to finish.
I know Tom was saying earlier this morning near his area, near the Wisconsin border, there's a lot of corn standing, he said.
Yeah, he's up closer to the Pine City area, which is also pretty heavy ground in that area. The crops looked good, so I mean, it's worth the hassle to get them harvested, but I wish the price was a little better, but you know, that's the story of farming.
Yeah, and Wayne, we're coming off another Farmers Union convention, 75 years, and had a lot going on. First of all, Doug Peterson stepping down as president for 14 years, and boy, he really set the bar high, didn't he?
He did. We owe Doug a lot of respect for what he has accomplished in those years. I've been with Farmers Union just a shade longer than that. But the first convention that I was to is when he got elected as their president. And what he's done at the state fair, it started out as the Taste of Tuesday, and now we've got the Minnesota Cooks program on a Sunday. The calendars that we put out, all because of Doug and his foresight, and what he's done at the actual building at Farmers Union, the coffee shop, and so forth. We owe Doug a lot of gratitude on that, because he's taken Farmers Union, in my eyes, to a whole new level from what it was, you know, we'll say 15, 20 years ago.
And we were talking earlier off the air, Farmers Union has really evolved into who's all involved in Farmers Union. You do have your, quote, traditional agriculture, but, for example, we were in the delegate meeting at convention. You had a dairy farmer. You had a hops farmer standing there, and a few other different industries that were being represented, and it really is a neat deal.
It is. Another one is sheep. There's a man milking sheep. We had sheep cheese as well as goat cheese at our convention for samples. It's the farming picture has changed and will continue to change as the whole scenario changes, land values and farms change. We've got crop farmers, you know, farming many, many more acres today than they ever did. The dairy industry, I consider ma and pa herds are shrinking, and the herds are going larger. We do have the non-traditional, we'll call them organic or rotational grazing farmers that are evolving, and these people are joining the Farmers Union family to you know, so they have a voice at the Capitol.
Wayne, we have just a few minutes here before 12:30, and you mentioned that voice too. And Tom gave a prime example. He took a phone call at 6:30 this morning about it was a ditch issue. Mm-hmm. And you really have that access within this organization, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're involved in so many things, the clean water and our FSA offices, our soil conservation programs, and Farmers Union is we'll say at the table at many, many of these different meetings and sessions at the Capitol, because we are the voice of a lot of the agriculture or farmers, landowners and so forth in the state of Minnesota and as well as nationwide. But just speaking for Minnesota, we do cover a big area from, like you say, ditch issues to to conservation, to livestock and everything else. We got involved when the outbreaks of different diseases, whether it be the chicken or the hog one, or even the cattle one we had up north. There's been several times that Farmers Union has been called on for their input on how to handle a certain situation.
Well, Wayne, we sure appreciate your time stopping on by, and you know what? Before you know it, it's going to be 2017, Wayne.
That's right. It's always a pleasure to work with these farm shows, and you're always here, and I enjoy visiting with you. Keep up the good work.
Same way, Wayne. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
You bet. Thank you for my time.